Chapter 2. Sebastian Boondoggle was an upside-down flicker. He was tall for his age and pale-skinned, with fierce eyebrows. He liked science class and small rodents like gerbils and hamsters. He didn't like foods that were covered with bits of greens or chopped tomato, or clothes with messages or sparkles on them. Sebastian liked things simple and straightforward. Why was he in the UDM class? Instead of being able to turn things invisible, like typical flickers did, Sebastian saw things that were invisible. He saw them whether he wanted to or not. For example, he saw all the things that typical flickers had turned invisible. Snotty tissues they were too lazy to toss in the trash. Water fountains they had made disappear so they could splash innocent kids with invisible drops of water. That kind of thing. He also saw sound waves. When the sounds were pleasant, seeing them was cool. Beautiful music looked beautiful, like glittering golden waves. And everyday soft sound waves, like quiet voices or the rustle of paper, those sounds were okay too. But loud sounds were painful. They hurt Sebastian's eyes and gave him headaches. Off-key singing made him shield his eyes. So did yelling and jangly school bells. He did have ways of coping. He could block sound waves from his peripheral vision by wearing a giant cone around his head, like a dog did after it got stitches. He also had a pair of chunky aviator goggles that limited the sound waves coming his way. But even the cone and the goggles together didn't stop his eyes from hurting in certain situations. And unfortunately, Sebastian's problem was getting worse. His magic was growing stronger. That happened to everyone as they got older. They learned more skills, but they also developed more power. His classmate Marigold had gone from shrinking things to being able to big them up. And his friend Andres had gone from flying uncontrollably to being able to harness air currents. So it was no surprise that Sebastian's magic was growing too. And yet, the way it was happening seemed unfair. Instead of being able to do new stuff, Sebastian just felt new levels of pain. His dads were great. They respected his needs. They never wanted his eyes to hurt, and home was usually peaceful and quiet. But school was tough, and getting tougher. Anyway, Sebastian was ready for the big night sleepover. He was nervous about the noise, but he wanted to hang out with his friends. More important, he wanted to win access to the scavenger hunt prize, the secret room. Having that room would be a game changer for Sebastian. A secret room would be a quiet secret room, a haven from the bells and yells and chatter. If his team won, then maybe, just maybe, Sebastian could survive the rest of the school year.
"Are you packed and ready to go, kiddo?" Dad asked.
Dad was 6'5" and used his flair talent at his job as a chef. He had red hair and laughed long and loud from his belly. Right now, he was chopping onions for dinner.
"I think so, yeah," Sebastian said.
"Then let's do it," said Baba, Sebastian's other dad.
Sebastian called him Baba because it was the Chinese word for father, and Baba's parents had been born in China. He was an architect and often used his fluxing magic to become a hummingbird so he could view his designs from the air.
"I think maybe I should bring my head cone after all," Sebastian said as Baba grabbed the car keys. "Tonight is gonna be loud, I think. Like, really loud."
"Sounds smart," said Baba gently. "I'll take your duffel bag, grab your cone, and meet me in the car." The hum of Baba's car was pleasant. Sebastian closed his eyes and leaned back against the headrest, enjoying this moment of peace.
"Have fun with your friends tonight," Baba said when they pulled up to the school. "And go bananas on the scavenger hunt. Your powers are made for this, kiddo."
"Yes," Sebastian said. "That's the plan."